Welcome to The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Cliff's Notes Cramcast, where you can listen to a quick and authoritative summary of this classic on the go. Visit us at cliffsnotes.com to download other Cramcasts of some of your favorite literature titles. Author Samuel Langhorne Clemens was born in 1835 and grew up in Hannibal, Missouri, a small town on the Mississippi River. At age 22, Clemens became a riverboat pilot. Later, he adopted the pseudonym Mark Twain, a term for water that is 2 fathoms deep. In 1869, Twain's collection of often humorous travel pieces, Innocents Abroad, became a bestseller and Twain became a celebrity. Novels including The Prince and the Pauper and The Adventures of Tom Sawyer followed. Twain's masterpiece, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, was published in 1885. Mark Twain died in 1910. Now on to the plot. In the small town of St. Petersburg, Missouri, in the mid-1800s, Huckleberry Finn has been adopted by the Widow Douglas and her sister, Miss Watson, both of whom want to teach Huck religion and etiquette. Huck's brutal, drunken father, called Pap, shows up and warns Huck to quit school. When Huck refuses, Pap kidnaps him and holds him captive in a cabin in the woods. Huck fakes his own murder and escapes along the Mississippi River, discovering Miss Watson's slave, Jim, who has run away fearing he will be sold. Huck and Jim find a raft and flee together down the river. Jim's plan is to reach Cairo, Illinois, where he will follow the Ohio River to the Free States. Huck fears he is behaving immorally by assisting Jim, a fugitive slave, but sticks with Jim anyway. They encounter many characters, including a band of robbers aboard a wrecked steamboat, 2 genteel southern families involved in a bloody feud, and a pair of con men called the Duke and the King who sell Jim back into slavery. Huck finds Jim held captive on the Arkansas farm of the Phelps family. The Phelpses think Huck is their visiting nephew, Tom Sawyer. When Tom arrives for real, he pretends to be his own brother, Sid. Tom suggests an unnecessarily elaborate plan to free Jim from the Phelpses' farm, and when the escape finally takes place, Tom is shot in the leg. Jim is recaptured, and it turns out that Miss Watson has died and freed Jim in her will. Tom has been aware of Jim's freedom the entire time. Jim is finally set free. Here are the top 3 things you should know about this book. 1. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was one of the first novels to be written entirely in dialect. Huck is an uneducated boy from a particular region of the country, and the language and sentence structure in which he tells his story reflects that. Because of its plain-spoken voice, the book is considered by many to be the most influential work of fiction in American literature. 2. Huckleberry Finn's world is a brutal one. From his own father's shack, to the house of the apparently genteel Grangerfords, to the Phelps farm, where Jim is enslaved and Tom is shot, Huck is immersed in deadly violence. The only place he finds tranquility is on the river with Jim. 3. Mark Twain wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn as a sequel to his best-selling children's book, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. However, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn's language and its themes make it too difficult for children to comprehend. Twain intended it for adults. Thanks for listening to The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Cliff's Notes Cramcast. To find out more about this literature note, get homework help in many other subjects, or give us your feedback, please visit cliffsnotes.com. All rights in this copyrighted production are owned by Wiley Publishing Incorporated, and this production may not be reused or rebroadcast without Wiley's express written consent.